And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet Amiri Baraka, born Leroy Jones in Newark, 1934. He was the poet laureate of New Jersey during the September 11th attacks, and a year later he read a poem called Somebody Blew Up America, in which he suggested that Israel had known about the attacks beforehand. It caused a huge controversy. Many people considered the poem anti-Semitic. The governor of New Jersey tried to fire Baraka, but discovered that it wasn't legally possible to fire a poet laureate, so the state passed a bill that simply dissolved the position. And since then, there has not been a poet laureate of New Jersey. It's the anniversary of the founding of two major airlines, KLM, founded on this day in 1919, the Royal Dutch Airline. The letters KLM, the acronym in Dutch, for the phrase meaning Royal Aviation Society. Their first flight was in 1920, London to Amsterdam, a biplane based on the design of the Wright brothers. It carried four passengers. And on this day in 1933, five different French airlines came together to form Air France. During World War II, the company was based out of Casablanca, Morocco. And at the end of the film Casablanca, Humphrey Bogart puts Ingrid Bergman and her husband on a plane to leave Casablanca. The plane had a seahorse emblem on the side, which marked it as Air France. Air France, which merged with KLM in 2003. And it's the birthday of the labor organizer and songwriter Joe Hill, born Joel Hägglund in Gävle, Sweden, 1879. Grew up in a big, devout Lutheran family. They played music together. His father worked for the railroad. He got injured, died when the boy was just 8 years old. He came to America when he was 23. He joined the Industrial Workers of the World, the Wobblies, a radical labor organization. And he wrote political songs, The Preacher and the Slave. Traveled around the country singing his songs, trying to unionize workers. In 1913, he was working at a mine outside Salt Lake City, where he was charged and convicted of murder and sentenced to death, though historians today are quite sure that he was innocent. Wallace Stegner wrote a biography, Joe Hill, a biographical novel, and there was a song written about him which began, I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night. Alive as you and me, says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Here's a poem for today by Seamus Heaney, Derry Derry Down. The lush sunset blush on a big ripe gooseberry, I scratched my hand, reaching in to gather it off the bush, unforbidden, in Annie Devlin's overgrown back garden. In the storybook back kitchen of the lodge, the full of a white enamel bucket of little pears, still life on the red tiles of that floor, sleeping beauty I came on by the scullion's door. Derry Derry Down, a poem by Seamus Heaney from Human Chain, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with four sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help you get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.